Nobody is going to save you. Guys, you and only you are the person that can control your life for wholesaling real estate success. In this video, I'm going to show you how to take life by the horns, how to take control of your life, and actually how to go out here, get your first deal, 10th deal, 100th deal, whatever it is. If you want to go out here and actually completely make the change in your life that you need to do, that will make you rich, will get your butt just to kill your excuses, destroy your excuses, and actually make you go out here and do the work that you actually need to do, this is going to be the video for you. This is not going to be a big fluff, rah-rah video to get you jacked up or motivated to go out here. Guys, this isn't a cute little motivation video, okay? This is going to be the video that I need to drill in your head every single time you think of quitting. Every single time you think of, oh, I don't want to go and talk to a seller, or I don't want to go out here and cold call or text or do this or do that. It's none of these things. What I'm going to do clearly and concisely today in this video is I want you to watch this video. I'm making this specific video today. This is why I'm doing a live stream today of exactly what your excuse is. I know for everyone watching this, exactly what your excuses are. Okay. I get them all. Okay. I have hundreds of thousands of you guys reaching out to me, giving excuses, and not in a good way or a bad way, right? These are some legitimate excuses, but legitimate reasons why you can't go to the next level, making your first 100K, your first $1 million, heck, even your first deal. So many people are so discouraged and sad and anxious and all of these things. And what I really want to do is change your mind. Guys, if you took all my money, if you took everything I owned, all my connections, everything, and I still had my mind, you throw me somewhere, all right? I can easily make at least 100K my first year in wholesaling with the knowledge I have right now. Not because of the money I have, not because of how tall I am, not because of my gender, my ethnicity, what nationality, guys. You could throw me in Mexico. I'll find the internet. I'll find a way to do this, okay? I can make 100K virtually wholesaling because all I need is my head. All I need is my brain. That's all I need, okay? Guys, you can get rid of my arms and legs. I don't care. If I have my brain, guys, and I have a soul and my heart is beating, I can make money in this business. And what I want to do is help you eliminate your excuses. I know they're there right now. And I want to tell you exactly how to overcome them. And really, if it takes me really just having this heart to heart with you, this is what needs to happen. So guys, if you're ready to eliminate your excuses, actually get rich in real estate wholesaling, guys, I'm going to show you exactly how to get rich. This isn't a rah-rah video. Get jacked up and then I'm going to sell you a $4,000 course at the end of this. No, no, no. This is actually going to be a legit video where you're going to learn the fundamentals of this business and how to overcome any excuse you have. This is going to be it right now. This is everything you need to know. So before I get into it, guys, do me a favor. Make sure you guys go out here and hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't forget any new videos I got. And remember, guys, comment below your questions. If you have a comment, an issue you have in your business or just anything that is disheartening you or discouraging to get in this business, guys, I want to talk to you guys. Also, there's a link in the comment section. It is pinned. Guys, that is a link to talk to me one-on-one. If you have this problem in your business, if you have a reason why you're not becoming successful, I'm here to help you out.
If you have this problem in your business.
All right, quick audio check there. I want to talk about this. I really want to break down the nitty-gritty of all the issues that you're having, all the issues that you think's a problem in your own business. I want to talk about it. I want to overcome it, and I want to get you rich. That is the point, guys. I'm not here to profit off of you. You know, I do profit a little bit, guys, when you guys do get successful because you guys do send me some JV deals. So I'll tell you that is one thing that I will say. So I do have an incentive to make you rich. But let's get into it, guys. Let's talk about the first and foremost, most important part. No one's going to save you. Guys, there's not a real estate YouTuber, guru, coach, including myself, that is going to save you out of your financial situation right now. There's not one person that's going to save you from the issues you're having in your life right now. There's not one person. If it's an external factor that is outside of your control, I don't care what it is in your life right now, no one can save it except for yourself. If it's out of your control, the only you can't change what's outside of your control, but you can change how you think about it and your reactions and what you're doing to it, right? And there's some things that are way more difficult than others. I completely understand it. But when we're talking about wholesaling houses and getting rich and making money and working a job and doing this business part-time and all these things. The only person that's going to save you is you. Guys, your mama ain't going to save you. Your grandma ain't going to save you. Nana ain't going to save you. Your best friend, John, ain't going to save you, right? Your frat bro ain't going to save you. You are the only person that can save you. You're legitimately the only person. You are the hero to your own story. There ain't no side character. There ain't no special person coming in. It's you, okay? And you know who the villain's yourself also. You have to overcome yourself. And that's why the person that can save you is also the person that can destroy you. It's you, that person in the mirror. You have to make that decision right now if you're going to be the person that's going to be the hero to the story or the villain. This might be your downfall. This might be the greatest comeback story or the biggest awesome story coming out. It's all up to you. It's just completely dependent on how you take the situation. So many people, they take the situation and they live life halfway. They don't live life to the fullest. They don't live life the way it's meant to be meant to be lived. It's not about living the longest in life. It's about living the best life possibly. And that's the point here. And I truly believe the financial freedom, the time freedom to let you do whatever you want, whenever you want on your own terms. That's the greatest hero story, guys. I'm as a guy that's already won the game. I'm already the hero of my own story. I might be able to assist you, but I ain't going to be your main character in your story. You are the main character. I might be the cool little sage guy with the big beard that's going to, you know, help you out, right? You know, Batman had that kind of guy, right? But I ain't going to be the guy, all right? I might be the guy to show you how to use your superpowers, but you are the superhero, not me, okay? No one else can help you out. You're the only person who can help you out. You have to depend on yourself. If you go out here and first learn the first fundamental about getting rich in real estate, this is not the sexiest things. I don't expect many people to be watching this video, but if people that are discouraged that actually want to get rich, you know, the young people, the beginners out here, this is important. Accountability. It's not sexy. I know it's not a fun buzz. Can I throw the words AI and hustle and all that stupid stuff? I could throw those words in there, but that's not cool. Accountability. Take accountability to your life right now. Think of everything that's going on in your life financially or in your real estate wholesaling business right now. Take a note, pause this video if you're watching a replay of it, and just think right now of where you're at financially in your life. I hate to say it, but just pop up your phone, go to your bank account, pop it up, see what the number is, all right? Now, yes, you know, maybe you make a lot of money, you throw it into real estate, all that, whatever. But for most people, all you got to do is pop up your bank account. Look at that bank account. Look at the screen. Look at the number. I want you to understand one thing, and this is going to be punch a lot of people in the mouth, but it's true. Where you're at right now in your life, financially, this is in wholesaling real estate. This is not for things externally, friends, family, things like that, right? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about for wholesaling real estate specifically. That is what I'm qualified to talk to you about, okay? Where you're at right now in your life, it's directly tied to the actions you have taken right now. The past year, 365 days, what you have done, the actions you have taken has directly correlated to the bank account you have in your wholesaling business, okay? I'm not talking about spirituality or your family's health or heck, your even health sometimes. No, it's none of that. I'm talking about your wholesaling real estate business. It is completely 100% tied. It's not tied to the economy. It's not tied to what the interest rates are. Or what your favorite guru said, right? It's not that AI is taking over. It's none of that stupid stuff. It's directly tied to the actions you have taken. I don't care what anybody has to tell you. That is the 100% truth. Now, does that make you, let's say you have no money. You haven't got one deal. Does that make you a loser? Does that make you a loser? I want you to, you are not a loser if you have not gotten your first deal. I don't care if it's been 5 years you haven't gotten your first deal. It does not make you a loser. I want everybody watching this to understand. You are not a loser in wholesaling real estate until you quit. Let me repeat that one more time. You are not a loser in this business until you quit. It is just a roadblock to your awesome, awesome story. I want you to understand this, okay? You might feel like a loser right now. You might feel like, oh, Zach got his first deal in a month. I should get my first deal in a month. Guys, comparison is the thief of joy. It is 100% the thief of joy. But you need to understand that where you're at right now, it might not be a good spot. And I'll probably agree with you, it's probably not a good spot. And it's 100% directly correlated to the actions you've taken. But you have to understand that that doesn't mean that's the end of your story. This is just the beginning of it. and it's directly tied to your actions. And so if you look at your actions, if it's not where you want to be, you have to change the action. And I know a lot of people that make a lot less money than me, that work way more than me. Is their action more important than that my action? No, it's this game is not about how hard you work. And it's insane that people think about that. It's not about working 300 hours a week, right? It's about how smart you're working, the volume you're doing, and what you're doing. Now, you got no money, you're probably gonna have to put a lot of hard work in. But guys, I put 5-6 hours a week in my business making millions of dollars because I have people that will work for me to do it, right? And so it's about working harder, not smarter. It's about working smarter, not harder. Which one are you doing, right? A lot of people like to work harder. They don't like to work smarter. It's up to you. And so when we're talking about actions here, right? Action is what it's all about. Action is correlated to your success right now. It's all about the action. And so when I talk about the action right now, you have to understand that excuses are the roadblocks from you taking action. Every single time I talk to a new wholesaler, a newbie wholesaler, or somebody that's not getting their first deal, just straight up starting out, the biggest thing that stops them, right, from taking action, they want to take action, roadblock, boom. You know, when an impermeable object meets a stopping light. I don't know the analogy, but you know, I love analogies. When I find somebody that is not being successful, it's usually due to a lack of action. Not analysis paralysis, all this great stuff, right? You know, love all the beginner problems people have, but the excuse factor. Oh, I would love to put 100 bandit signs out, but, right? And then insert excuse. Insert whatever excuse possible, guys. Whatever it is. The only thing really stopping most people from taking action is the excuse. That is it. There's always a why of why you want to be rich. Like I talk to any young guy or gal that wants to get into wholesaling. They all want to get rich. There's not a lack of demand of people wanting a Rolex or a Lambo or a sick whip, right? Everyone's pretty much like that, right? But the people taking action, that's the lack in this business. There should be way more people taking a lot of massive action in this business. But unfortunately, they don't. So when I take my action, I work a lot better and I get more results because people aren't willing to work as hard as me in this business, right? That's a problem. And I want you guys to do that. I literally give you guys the blueprint at freewholesaling.com. Everyone knows that. Freewholesaling.com, my free wholesaling course, I literally show everybody the secrets of how to destroy me in my own business. But you just got to work as hard as me. You got to put the 6 years in. Like, you got to put the hundreds of hours in every single week, and then you'll get to that point. But, like, guys, the only roadblock from you making 100K in your first year are always excuses. And excuses inherently aren't a bad thing. They are inherently not a bad thing. Like, an excuse can be something that's completely valid. I want you to understand that, right? There are things outside of your control, my control, I totally understand, right? I get DMs from people. I've gotten this before, and I'll tell you, like, this is why I don't tell everyone that eliminate all your excuses, right? Because I get people like, hey, my daughter's sick and she's in the hospital and I couldn't do my marketing this month. I get it. Like, I've been in this situation before. My heart goes out to you. Family before everything. That is how I live my life. Health before everything else. Like, I completely agree with that. But you have to understand, because you were in the hospital for a month and you didn't do any marketing, of course you didn't get any deals this month. It's directly correlated to that. You took no action, you got no deals. I hate to say it, but your wholesaling real estate business doesn't care if you're in the hospital or not. I hate it, but it's true. It doesn't care. You have to feed it. The marketing has to be fed or the deals don't come in. That is how it happens. If you don't feed the dog ain't going to live, right? If your wholesaling business, if you don't feed the wholesaling business, it ain't going to live. I don't care what your excuse is. It's a fact of life. And so we can always have controls over it, right? We can have a buddy, we can have a JV partner, like, we can do things, but, like, you have to understand that excuses are going to be the thing that's going to stop you from taking action. And there are plenty of valid excuses out here. There are plenty of them. I feel for the ones that make complete sense. But I'll tell you, I have, of the excuses I found in wholesaling real estate, I'll tell you that a tenth of 1% So one out of 1,000 excuses, I call it an excused excuse, okay? And it's usually when your family has a health emergency or you have a health emergency, right? Outside of that, I don't care. I don't care that you need to get your 9 hours of sleep. I don't care you work out 2 hours a day at the gym, okay? I don't care about that stupid stuff. That stuff that's not gonna make you rich. So what I can tell you is for 99.99% of people out here, kill your excuses. Destroy your excuse. What did I say when excuse? What did I say is an excuse? An excuse is a roadblock from you taking your action. So when I do a one-on-one and I talk to you, and I have a legit conversation with you and I ask you, why did you not do 1,000 probate cold calls the past couple months? And I say, you say, well, or but, or well, it was because, right? I could care less. Because your business doesn't care. Your business could care less. It doesn't matter. Your business needs to be fed the marketing or it doesn't run. Guys, I don't care if you're in an emergency situation, right? That you have to go drive somewhere and you gotta go. If the car doesn't have gas in it, it ain't gonna go. It doesn't matter how dire of a situation you're in, it needs gas. And so what you have to understand here is you can't do massive action and make massive excuses. You can't take massive action and marketing with excuses. Those things do not correlate with each other. They do not mix. It's oil and water. It's fire and water, right? You can't pour a bunch of water on a fireplace and expect it to keep burning like crazy, right? It don't work, okay? It don't work like that, okay? It doesn't. You cannot have excuses in the same space as massive action, all right? They do not mix well at all together, all right? And so if you got to understand, it's either you are going to eliminate your marketing and let the excuses run amok, or you're going to eliminate your excuses and let the marketing and the action run amok. And one thing's going to get you rich and the other thing's not going to get you rich. That's all you can do. And that's all you need to do. So what I want to do is talk about the top excuses I see in wholesaling real estate and why and how you can destroy all of them. In my personal opinion, I have found there's about 5 main excuses most wholesalers make, and I want to explain them. And also, let me know in the comments, let me know in the one-on-ones, let me know in anything what your excuse is of why you haven't done it, and I'd love to talk about it. I'll tell you, I'm already rich in this business. I've already made millions. I ain't going to give you sympathy points on this, all right? It's directly tied to the action you're taking. So the first most important and probably the biggest excuse I get in this business is time. Zach, I would love to put 1,000 bandit signs out. I would love to put 1,000 drawing for dollars leads out here, but I just don't have the time for it. And I get that excuse a lot, right? A lot of people, for the older folks out here, you know, they will laugh with me here. Every time I get somebody who's under the age of 23, 24, right? Anyone younger than me, I'm 23. I've been in this for 6 years, so I've seen it in and out, right? I've seen the youngins in here, in and out in this business. But honestly, let me tell you one thing, and this is a true thing. When you're under 23 years old and you tell me you have no time for anything, I directly ask exactly to a T, if you have an Instagram, a TikTok, YouTube, Netflix. I always go straight up to that. Statistically, unless you are in the 1% of people who are 23 years old or younger, you do not have any of those apps. You don't understand those. You don't use it. You only read books all day, and you've never logged in on a computer. Considering you have a YouTube account and you're watching my YouTube content, you definitely have a YouTube channel or a YouTube account or whatever to watch my stuff, right? That being said, if you look on screen time on your Android or Apple device, whatever it is, I can find really any young person at least 1-2 hours a day that they're scrolling some social media, YouTube, or whatever. Even if you're listening to educational podcasts, right? Like you're doing something, you at least spend 2 hours a day lollygagging on that, right? And I want everyone to understand that you don't need to go see your cousin Sarah's new dog, all right? We see it has a bow tie. We see it looks super cute. I love the cute dog pics. Trust me. I'm all for it. But let's get rich first, and then we can go play around and do that and buy the dog, the special bow tie, right? For most people, if you cut social media out of your life, or by 99%, you'll be fine. right? Any big moment in somebody's life, if you don't call them or text them or you see them in person enough, you know, it's probably not that important, okay? Your frat guy's wedding pics that you didn't get invited to, you don't need to see that, okay? You don't. And so if you can eliminate at least an hour or two out of your day, most people under 23 have this, and you poured that 2 hours into wholesaling, you got 14 hours a week. That's actually a lot of time. You really think about it, 14 hours a week, let's take an hour off of sleep. Now we're cooking that 21 hours a week right now of just extra time you get in wholesaling. I'm telling you, throw 21 hours a week in this business. There's a lot to cook. There's actually a lot. At 21 hours, I tell you, about 15 hours is when you're really cooking in this business, when you can actually start really doing some damage. That's how you're doing really well. For most people out here, if you're looking at your life, right? You know, I go, oh, I too much time. I don't have enough time. It's like, okay. And it's usually a jack guy too. It's like, how much do you work out? And the guy I don't get this. There's a lot of guys working out like 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. They spend 12 hours in the gym. When I'm like, dude, just spend an hour at the gym 4 days a week. And people scream at me. It's like, you don't understand. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do understand. Mr. Olympia, right? The biggest bodybuilder, the most muscular man on the planet, Dorian Yates, he only worked out 45 minutes a day. Weightlifted 45 minutes a day. That's all he did. And he was definitely juiced out of his mind. Okay, that is an excuse. I'll tell you that. But he was the most muscular man. He was the most muscular man in compared to the steroid guys too. And he only worked out 45 minutes a day. And so if you think that you are, unless you are more muscular than him, there's probably about 10 people on this planet that are probably more muscular than him on his heyday, then you can give me that excuse out of 8 billion people, okay? And so the workout excuse of you have no time, that gives you 7 hours, you sleep an hour less, it's 14 hours a week, boom, you're good to go, right? And then I get the kids thing, I get the full-time job thing, I get those excuses, but usually you can find at least an hour or two that you're dilly-dallying, that you can be in this business every single day, about an hour or two. Skip the lunch break. Skip breakfast. Eat a little more at dinner. I don't care what it is, but find an hour or two in your day, every single day, to get in this business and work your weekends off, Saturday, Sunday. You could definitely find 10, 15 hours a week to reverse drive for dollars, cold call, find JV partners, watch this content, do the right things. You can definitely do that. And so time isn't an excuse for most people here. And when you realize you can drive for dollars with kids in the car, it's harder and harder to make excuses. And when you have a job, you have money to pay a VA to do a lot of the stuff that's a little more time intensive. And so when you're looking through it all, you'll be fine. Remember, you can drive for dollars with kids in the car, with a dog in the car. Guys, if you have a dog, put the dog in the back of the car when you drive for dollars. Dogs love car rides. Just FYI for everyone watching this. Not cats, but dogs. So just, I hate the excuses. And, you know, for everyone says, oh, you know, I have a kid you don't understand. I'm like, yeah, I don't have a kid. But you did make a choice to have a child. To bring a child in this world, it took two people. It didn't take one person. It took two people. Two people consciously made the choice to do that. Now there is, I understand. I am a adult. Okay, I understand sometimes there are situations where that's not the case. But outside of those situations, which are very outside the right usual possibilities, you made that decision. And this comes back to the first thing I talked about, was accountability. Accountability. Once you take accountability for your actions and the results that come from it, you'll do it well. Number two, this is money. This is, if you, here's the thing, no one really gives me the money excuse anymore. Because unfortunately, me and Rick are the only wholesalers, the only wholesalers on YouTube that will show you how to get in this business for free with no money at all. No money at all. Everything. Start to finish, marketing, acquisitions, dispo, creative finance, the entire thing. We are the only ones that show you the entire thing for free, no holds bar, anything, at freewholesaling.com, bottom right-hand corner right here, freewholesaling.com. The only ones. So it's very sad. Only two people on this planet, two people out of 8 billion people will show you how to wholesale with no money at all. So this excuse is actually extremely common before I started YouTube. What, 5 years ago? Crazy. Four and a half, five years ago. Before that, you needed probably $4,000 or $5,000 to get in this business, right? Because of masterminds, you got to go on the Zoom coaching calls and all that, blah, 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 right? Money was the problem. If you're a broke 18-year-old kid, I was a broke 17-year-old, I get it. Freewholesaling.com's got you covered, guys. I made freewholesaling.com, I want everybody to understand, for me. I wanted to think, if I was a time traveler and I was going to make an actual video course, actual downloadable stuff, scripts, everything, and I could just give it to my 17-year-old self to just cut in half all the trials, tribulations, problems I had, I'd literally made freewholesaling.com for that person. And it gave a lot of people a lot of stinking wholesaling deals, okay? And over 100,000 active members, people later, and over 500,000 followers and wholesalers following me on all platforms, 4 YouTube channels, 100,000 plus almost on the Facebook group, like all these people, 190,000 Instagram people, like all this crazy people. Freewholesaling.com to where we educate everybody. So money is not anyone's excuse, guys. Come on. You got reverse trying for dollars. You got cold calling. You got this thing that only me and Rick have ever talked about, unfortunately, in this business. But it is what we call government lists. These are lists you can get from the government absolutely for free. There's no cost at all. There's websites like truepeoplesearch.com. And unfortunately, I want people to understand this too. Because of the vast array of this, and this is excuse number 3. This is the knowledge excuse. Like, I don't know how to get in this business. I don't have the money. I don't know what to do. Freewholesaling.com, it's free and it gives you the knowledge. Hop on, talk to me one-on-one. Give it for free. Freewholesaling.com, that's where it's all at. Freewholesaling.com. And so this actually begs the question. This actually causes a huge issue because unfortunately for you, there's probably over 50 lists you can do to get your first wholesaling deal in wholesaling real estate. 50 lists. Now, this is a problem, right? Because it's like going to a grocery store. It's like, whoa, there's a lot of, what do you want for, what, like, ever ask your girlfriend, ever ask your wife, ever ask your boyfriend, you know, husband, whatever, what do you want for dinner? We're in the United States of America, baby, okay? There is basically unlimited options what you can have for dinner, right? You can have subs, pizza, Chinese food, sushi, like Mexican, like you can have, there's all these, and the problem is there's so many options. It's like, you can eat dinner at any of these places, right? And you know, you gotta eliminate the excuses and you gotta eliminate where you wanna go, where you don't wanna do, right? And because the knowledge actually, a lot of people think the knowledge is nothing, actually, there's over 50 ways to get your first wholesaling. I would argue there's over 100 ways to get your wholesaling, but over 50 lists. It's like, oh my gosh, what do I do? Do I try for dollars? Do I do probates? Do I do code violations? Like, oh my God, do I do some direct mail? Do I, you know, text a probate? Like, what do I do? Do I door knock or pre-foreclosure? It's like, there's so many options, bandit signs. Like you're freaking out. I get it. There's a lot of options. And this comes the analysis paralysis. And it's like, I have to say it, but like, throw a dart, make a list, throw a dart, pick it, do it. I always tell everyone, you know, just pick a marketing channel and a list and just go after it. Close your eyes, pick it, right? Like, for example, guys see me do my live cold calling. I have over 50 states I can call. I do a spinner wheel. I literally can't choose because someone's going to be mad that I chose Connecticut. My Tennessee people are mad. And then I cold call in Texas and then my California people are mad. I click the spinner wheel. I let the spinner wheel choose for me. All right. I don't like making decisions like that. All right. Like it's too much. Boom. All right. And so knowledge is going to be super important for you guys. And remember at freewholesaling.com, guys, over 4,000 deals over 5,000 deals now between me and Rick. All that knowledge is at freewholesaling.com. And then one of the worst excuses I've ever seen, this is an excuse I've only seen this year, but the economy. Oh God, Zach, the economy. The reason why I can't be a good wholesaler right now, the reason why I'm not going to work hard is because the economy's bad. I want everybody to understand this. Let me get a little closer to you. Okay. Let's actually talk here. When the economy actually gets worse, the more money you make in wholesaling. I want you to understand this. The worse the economy gets in real estate, the worse the economy is, the worse the real estate, but the more money you make in wholesaling. Because distressed properties go up and spreads go down a little, but the amount of deals that actually rise are higher than the decrease in spreads, if that makes sense, which means overall, you make more money in real estate. Crazy concept. I get it. I know it, but the economy is never an excuse. Hence, I literally have a case study for you. Go to freelancing.com. Look at Rick in 2008, 9, 10, and 11. He made more money when real estate went down than when it went up in 2003, 4, and 5. He actually made more money when real estate went down because he knew what he was doing, right? And remember, if real estate goes down even more, or if it's anything crazy happens, you got Rick at freelancing.com too, who's going to help you out. We got live streams, all these great, crazy, great things. And you got me for this too. And guess who's read every single freaking real estate stinking wholesaling book from 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14 that talk about this stuff? I have. Guys, me and Rick together, we know what to do when things get bad. And so don't ever make the economy your excuse. I'm making more money now than I've ever had in my entire life. Last but not least, hard work. This is probably the worst excuse I've ever gotten. But Zach, I don't want to work hard. That's just too much work for me. And heck, there's only one way to go over this excuse. I just tell everyone that they don't want to do the actual work it takes, or they don't want to work that hard. It's fine. Somebody else will, and somebody else will get that money. Guys, in the I think in the NBA, there's 20 roster spots, 15. 2015, it's a really low number. Let's do the NFL, 53. I know it's 53 in the NFL, all right? They only get 53 roster spots. If you don't feel like being in an NFL player, it doesn't matter. There will be another person that wants to pick it up, okay? There's never a lack of people wanting to be in the NBA or in the NFL. Okay, I'd love to be in the NFL, but I don't have the skills for it, right? And so the thing is, it's like, if you don't work hard, that's fine. Someone else will just fill that in because there's always a huge supply of people wanting to get rich. So if you don't do the work in my market, I'll just get the deal myself and I'll make the money, right? I would understand that there's a very rare statistical anomaly, right? There's a crazy, crazy, insane statistic that I'm going to share with you. And this is something that's probably going to blow your mind, all right? This will blow your mind. It is probably one of the craziest things that you have ever seen in your entire life. And I'm ready to change your life, right? I want you guys to talk to a rich wholesaler, all right? I want you to understand that rich wholesalers don't make excuses. This might be a very foreign concept for you. But if you ever talk to somebody that legitimately, like you can actually see their HUDs and you can see what they actually do. Everyone that's really rich in real estate wholesaling, they don't make excuses. They don't complain every day of saying, oh, it's so hard. Everything's terrible. I don't have the time anymore. No. Everyone in the church, they never do that. It's not weird, right? It's really weird. And once you start figuring that out, it's like, huh, that's weird. It's very interesting, right? It's like finding an NBA all-star. Did any of them ever work hard? It's like they all worked hard, right? Like there's every single person that gets rich in this business, they all work hard and they all don't make excuses because excuses can't exist with you taking massive action. And massive action is the thing that's going to lead you to being rich. So if you ask yourself, like, why do you think you're different? I actually want to ask people right now that have excuses in their head, why do you think you are different than the person that is rich? You want to get rich, but you also want to be the first wholesaler ever in the history to get rich in wholesaling by making excuses and not working hard. Like, who has the ego to actually say that? It's actually crazy to think. It's like, I want to be the first NASCAR driver to never have a driver's license. Is like, what? That makes no sense. That makes no sense. I want to be the first person to score 50 points in an NBA game that never played an NBA game ever. His first game ever. It's like, it don't work like that, all right? Like, this isn't video game fairy tale land, right? Like, it don't work like that, right? You are not different than everybody else. This business is very, very cookie cutter and simple. It's really simple. You work hard, you do the work, and you get rich. You don't want once to get the deal. Get the deal most, you put the most effort, you put the most marketing, and you just take the work. You do the work that's required. And so if you want to become a millionaire, if you legit want to make $1 million, change your financial freedom, change your life, change everything, your family's life, your generation's life, your generational wealth forever, you got to think of one thing. And one thing only. Guys, to think like a millionaire wholesaler, you have to become one. And if you want to become one, you have to think like one. Let's do this. One, this is a very important, and this is not a nice concept that, you know, I can sell a course on, but I truly believe you need to hear this. To become somebody, you have to think like them first. Now, this is something I want you to drill in your head. There's this YouTube video out here. It's from Earl Nightingale. Earl Nightingale is one of the goats when it comes to mindset. He did this in the 40s and 50s, okay? And anybody that talks any type of mindset thing, they all steal it from him, basically. He called it it's called The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. If anyone could click it on YouTube right now and watch it in the background after this video, do it. I tell everyone to do it. The Strangest Secret from Earl Nightingale. It's about 30 minutes. It's a great listen. I believe it's from a book. But he says I'm spoiling it for everyone too, but the strangest secret he has found with successful people, this is from the 40s and 50s, like for most young people, that's a million years ago, right? But to become someone, right, to get that CEO position, to get whatever it is, right, to run the store, be a manager, you have to think like a manager. And if you think and change your mind, like I said in the beginning, and turn it into the something you want to be. So a millionaire in wholesaling, a millionaire wholesaler, if you want to be them, you have to think like them first. Once you think like them, once you start thinking like them, you start doing what they do. And so, for example, I don't say this like an ego, but like I'm going to think like Zach. Let's take a whole week and think like Zach in wholesaling. What would Zach do in this situation? What do you think? So first of all, if you did that and like, let's say you want to get cold calling with, I'm scared of cold call. And they say, what would Zach think? Zach's not scared of cold call. He wants to get rich. He wants to retire his mom. Okay. Roger that. Then you do that. And you stop, eliminate your excuses. And so it's not this crazy big secret that's going to stop everything, right? But if you want to become rich, especially a millionaire wholesaler, you just got to start thinking like them. Start thinking like them. That is all you have to do. If you think like someone that's actually really rich, you'll do well. If you don't want to be rich, think like someone that's broke. That's fine. But remember, nobody great has gotten to greatness with excuses. Think of the greatest human beings of all time, right? I love talking about people that have done great things in the world, right? I mean, sometimes not great, but like great in history, right? Like, for example, Alexander the Great, somebody that I think is a very fascinating person, might not have done the best things, but he literally conquered a lot of the known world at pretty much 21, 22 years old. Guys, did he make an excuse when he was 21 years old that he became the king of Macedonia? I'm too young to do it. I can't do it. No. He took the throne by the helm when his dad died, Philip II, and he literally conquered pretty much the Greeks, Babylon, Persia, and just went crazy. Went in Egypt. His tomb might be there. We don't know yet. But he didn't make excuses, right? And you got to remember that if he made excuses, he would not get to where he was, right? Think of America, right? Some of the greatest Americans of all time, Abe Lincoln. Plenty of excuses for him. Never make excuses. George Washington never made excuses, right? I always think of, I love Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman is an awesome story. I learned about Harriet Tubman when I was in like school. I was like, you know, talk about it, for like, you know, like a half, what, like 30 minutes and that's all you learn. But like, you actually like read history, like actually legit listen to these people and you see the great things they've actually done, stuff they don't teach you in elementary and middle school. That woman is insane. I'm just like, when everyone is like, she's a little, the way she thought sometimes was crazy because she took so much risk and did so much change, but she could have made all the excuses in the world, right? And she kept doing things that sounded crazy, but she freed a lot of people. And she had every moment in her life just to stop doing what she was doing, right? But she went after it, right? I think of a lot of World War II stuff too. Like I love World War I, World War II history, but like you think of the Battle of Britain, all these things, like you can make all the excuses in the world, but the people that said, I'm not making the excuse, I'm going to persevere and I'm never going to give up or surrender. Those are the people that always are remembered in history. The people that quit and surrendered, you don't know about them, right? You don't. And so right now in your life, you are at a serious crossroads. I want you to understand this. You are at a serious crossroads. And you have to understand this. You can either go one path or two paths in your life right now. I personally call it the two paths, all right? You know, it's kind of like the matrix and wholesome. It's the matrix of wholesaling, right? You got the red pill, got the blue pill, right? And it's really a fork in the road for you. And I always call it the two paths, right? And I would personally say there's about one or two times in your life right now where you get these paths that open up. Very, very rare, right? When I forgot who said it, but I believe luck is when opportunity meets preparation, right? And so the opportunity of getting the wholesaling is presented to you right now, right? And the luck of it is how prepared are you for the opportunity? And so you have two options, right? You have what I call the two paths. And the two paths are the two struggles. And so I always tell people, pick your struggle. And what are these struggles I'm talking about, right? Well, I'm going to tell you something very uncomfortable. And this might not be nice to say, but it's true. The next 4 or 5 years of your life is going to suck. It's going to struggle. I don't care what you do. There will be struggle. You will not go through life unscathed. You will not. I promise you. Next 5 years, there will be something that's happening, right? There will be something. I hate to say it. Hopefully a lot more good than bad, but there will be issues, to say the least. And what you have to understand is you're going to have to pick what type of struggle you want. There will be struggle, but you get to pick what your struggle is. And I guess that's the most mild way to put it. Either right now, you take the blue pill, right? You take the easiness. It's easy. It's nice. It feels good going in. It's a nice pill, right? It tastes like, I don't know, sweet, sweet chocolate ice cream. I don't know, whatever. It's nice, right? You don't struggle in the beginning. It's all nice. You sit back. Everything's great for 40 years. Everything's really nice, right? But you figure out you're only alive 2 days a week with that little blue pill, right? You work that 9-to-5 job. You work 40 hours a week. Heck, you're a manager of 60, 70 hours a week. At most, you're going to make 100K a year. At most, right? That's when you're in your 40s or 50s. You're probably making 40, 50K a year. And you live for somebody. You work for somebody to help reach somebody else's goals, not your goals. And you remember, if you have any medical problems, you drop dead one day, it doesn't matter. We don't really care. We're going to hire the next person, bring on the next part. You mean nothing. You've done nothing really too much. You're benefiting corporation, right? That's how the corporate life works, right? You get health benefits. Oh, whoa, crazy, right? And you realize, you know, at the end of your life that like you really didn't do anything productive or something that you felt that made an impact. Now, there's some companies that do that, right? But for the most part, you made somebody else rich at a call center. You know, you worked in retail, you know, and like you work at Target and you're a manager of Target. Like, what are you doing? And you realize you could have done a lot better with your life, right? You realize that you missed a lot of your kids' baseball games, or you worked, or you struggled, or, you know, you only live 2 days a week and you wish you spent more time with your family, or you could have the opportunity to do that, but you couldn't because you had to work that day, right? And it feels good, right? But when you really look back at it, right, like it feels good at the moment, but when you look back at that 9 to 5, you realize it was terrible, especially when you retire, right? You live to be 65. And when you're 65, you're a little older, got the gray hair. You can't do the things you want. You want to travel, you can't travel. You got to work, right? And it ends up, the pain, the struggle is all at the end. And it's the worst feeling because you get the worst thing you possibly have in life. The worst possible feeling, and it's regret. Regret, I can tell you, the worst thing as an older person to regret, because when you're older, you can't change it. That's the thing. You can't change regret. It's a terrible, ominous feeling because there's nothing you could have done. You put 45 years in a company that doesn't care. You got a cake for your retirement party, and that was it. And that was the one path you chose. And you sit there knowing that you could have done this thing that maybe sucked for the same, the suck would have been the same, but it could have changed everything. Or you take the red pill, right? The red pill is the pill that tastes like fire hot tamales. Does not feel good coming in. Feels terrible. I get a bellyache. And you end up struggling more in the beginning than ever with the blue pill, right? You work the weekends. You work the job. You're up all night. You're up early in the morning. You are grinding. You are working, 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 working. It feels like it's never going to stop. You're waking up in the morning. You go to work all day. You come back tired. You go out there. You drive for dollars. You reverse drive for dollars. You put bandit signs out. Maybe you work out for a little bit. Eat dinner. Say hi to the family. Go to bed. Wake up. Do the same thing 7 days a week. 7 days a week. And you do it for a year straight. Guess what happens after a year, though? Hey, I'm making more money on this little wholesaling thing than I am in my actual job. I actually quit my job now. You quit your job, you double your income because you put more money, you put more effort in this business, start making a bunch of money. Now you start making 6 figures a year in wholesaling. You're consistently doing deals, You start putting money away from savings and taxes and start investing in rental properties and you put the money in rental properties. You get people managing the rental properties and heck, you stored up $1 million after a couple of years and heck, that $1 million is making you 100K passively for the rest of your life. If you want to today, you can quit this business. You don't have to wholesale anymore. You don't have to work anymore. Heck, you're 19 years old. That was me at 20 years old. 19 years old, I was able to make good enough passive income. But 20 years old, $1 million net worth, making over 6 figures passive income at 20 years old, right? Because I'm 23 right now. Things only gone up like insanely. And then you look at this, right? And then you think, oh my gosh. All I do is struggle for 2 years, and then the other path I struggle for 40 years. Which one's better? Guys, the struggle you figure out really quickly in your life is the pain in the beginning. It might suck a little, but it's way better. Guys, I'm telling anyone, like I take a flight anywhere around the entire world right now. I still run the business the way I want to because I want to. I tell everyone, the greatest flex I have in my life, it ain't the watch or the cool things I have, right? Or all the rental properties and all the assets and all that stuff's nice. But I can legitimately tell you in my heart, you know, when the day the Reaper comes, right? Hopefully in a very long time, knock on wood, right? But when the day comes that I have to sit and I have to think about my life, I know I've lived it without any regrets. I did everything I possibly could to live the best life for me, best life for my future kids, best life for my grandkids, best life for my mom, dad, my whole entire family. They're taken care of. Cousins are taken care of. Everyone. They're all taken care of. They don't have to struggle the way I had to struggle, right? I don't think I struggle as bad as a lot of people watching this either. But like I could tell you, it's because I took that pain and that suffering in the beginning, a lot of people in my life don't have to deal with it. Deal with that suffering too. The generational wealth is insane for my family right now because somebody was willing to take the sacrifice in the beginning. And I can live that life and I can just live my life knowing I was able to do that. And for a lot of people, they're not willing to do that because they're not willing to take in the work. So I beg everyone, do the work. The one thing I want to leave to everybody watching this, right? I tell everyone, there's 1 to 2 opportunities in your life right now to make that sacrifice. The opportunity doesn't come by, right? It's like I love Call of Duty, right? You play Call of Duty Zombies, they have the mystery box, right? The mystery box is only in a space for a limited time only. You get that ray gun's only there for a limited time. And once you understand that, that once you take the opportunity, you can either grasp it, do the hard work, or not. The one thing I'm leaving everyone out is when you're long and gone and your grandkids sit down in the fireplace, talk about you, right? You got to think about this. What story are they going to hear from you? What story? You got to really remember that really hard. What story do you want to leave a legacy on, right? It's never about, you know, living a life that for someone else or living for, like, it's about living life for your family. It's always about family for me. And I think for a lot of people, it's the same thing, right? But think about your grandchildren, right? Not about your kids. Think about your grandkids, right? That's generational wealth right there. What story are they going to hear from you? You know, grandpa's broke. That's why you're going to be broke. And that's why we're always going to be broke. Or is it going to be a cool story, right? Guys, you know, a lot of kids, they love watching movies, right? They love playing Mario Kart, right? They love watching the new Marvel movie, right? The new Batman. You know, they love watching a sports team. They love watching Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl. Think, wow, that's so inspiring. That's so cool. The coolest thing, they look up to the superheroes and the people that do really cool and awesome, right? And all these things, right? Like, I looked up as kid, Kobe. Kobe was amazing. I love watching Kobe win championship. It's amazing, right? The coolest part about it is when you have a superhero that's in your own family. And you see that person went and overcame adversity, changed the entire world, which is the family, forever because they decided to make the change. Because grandpa, grandma decided to start that business and took that crazy risk, we're taken care of now. And now I'm inspired to do something great in my life. Guys, don't go and tell someone to go do something great. Do something great to inspire them to do it. And the only way you can do that is by doing something amazing. And I don't know what's more amazing in life than starting a business, changing your financial freedom, and inspiring the entire family to do the same thing and provide a generational wealth for them through the real estate wholesaling. Nothing greater, I can tell you that. So if I'm leaving off to anybody watching this, if you have an excuse, if you're being lazy, you don't want to do it. The only person you are disappointing is not you, all right? You're disappointing your future family and everyone looking back at you. It's a scary thought. It's a scary, scary thought to have regret. And I don't want to live life with any regrets, right? And so maybe I kick somebody in the teeth a bit. Maybe I hurt someone's feelings a little. And I hate to say it, but you got to remember, that's the way you're going to be looked back at. And that's the way you got to understand, right? And so, guys, I'm 23 years old. I got a lot more fire in me, right? And so if I want to be the person that taught people how to wholesale houses first, I want to say, why do you teach wholesaling for free, right? I want to be the person that people can look back to and said, this is the guy that started wholesaling for free, you know, started teaching wholesaling for free. And that, first of all, no one teaches wholesaling for free still. Like, what's up with that? All right, I've been doing this for 5 years now. No one's teaching it for free still, which I think is stupid, but whatever. I'm 23. I'll wait another 30 years before someone does it, whatever. I can tell you is you got to go out here and do it. Go to freehosting.com. I'll show you how to do it. Let me answer some questions. Let me do it. Hopefully I lit a fire inside of your heart today to actually get started. Probably fire up your butt to get out of bed and to get going. That's what we talk about here, right? That's the point. Take the action, do the work. I promise you, you will never regret working hard. Oh, I just regret working really hard, man. Guys, I've never done that. I regret working really hard, right? Unless you like did something manual labor and you hurt your back or something, like you don't regret it. And so there's no nobility in making excuses, but there's everything to gain from working hard. I'm telling you, go out here and change your life, right? And so if you want to learn how to actually to do it, right? You want to learn actually how to get started in this business, just go to freehosting.com, my free real estate wholesaling course, and you know exactly how to do it. So guys, that's what I have today. That's exactly how you do it. Don't make the excuses. Go out here, take the action. It'll change your life. So what I'm going to do is answer some questions, do some one-on-ones, want to talk to people, and change lives. Guys, that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm going to do. And it's what I'm going to keep doing so you guys can go out here and do what you have to do. So let me go out here and answer some questions, help everyone out. And yeah, hopefully everyone's having a great day today. I know, you guys, if you woke up today, you're having a great day. So let's talk about it. Oh, all right. And so a lot of people like GES Fund Properties, right? He has a job. He's sick of his job, but I'm not telling everybody to go out here and recklessly quit your job and you got three kids and, you know, just to do it right. Yeah, let's go. No, I'm not the guy to tell you that. I want you to understand. You go to freelancing.com, you start hearing my wholesaling journey. I'm not the guy that quit my job recklessly to get in this business, right? I made sure I made at least a couple deals consistently coming in, and then I did it. Now, there's nothing wrong about quitting your job and getting the wholesaling, right? Like, people do that all the time, but I'm not the guy to tell you to do that because I didn't do that, right? It's just funny, but hopefully a lot of people can hear it and kind of change a lot, but yeah. Xavier said, I've been doing it 100%. Ask it and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock it and it shall be opened to you. I love it. Zig Ziglar said that about it. I read books and I remember the quote, but never the person. So you see a bunch of Zig Ziglar books in the Flip the Rick studio, right? And it's probably from one of those books. Probably the Closing Secrets one at the end. He always gets excited. XYZ says, maybe I'll take Zach's course. Guys, you don't have to take my course. I want you to understand that. But the course is free. It's better than any paid course out there. I promise you that. I've seen the paid courses. They suck. They're terrible, right? They're all trying to sell you off on something. Either you take the course or not, but I don't want to hear any excuses of why you're not rich. XYZ, if you're not making 100K a year, then you need to be on the course. If you're making over that, you don't have to do the course, fine. You'll gain more knowledge by doing this business than actually listening to any course, but starting off from the beginning, it's probably going to be the best thing out there. And heck, I teach you guys how to make 100K a month in that course. It's in the advanced section of that course, okay? It's crazy. That's the other questions you got here. Love seeing it. See a lot of people fired up. I love seeing that too. That makes me excited. Zachology 101, don't make excuses. 100% true. Love it. Let's see here. Where do I get a layout for the contract? Guys, contracts, guess what? They're at freelancing.com. Let's see here. Awesome, awesome. Never quit, never give up. I love it. I love it. John, feeling discouraged, I need this. Hey, if it gets you going, right? That's the point, right? Like, I'm not here to jack you up or get you excited. But I'm here to actually light something on your butt to get going, right? That's it. Just go out, go do it, right? Don't do it for me. Do it for your family. Do it for yourself. My fine investment says, can I get a deal secured in a month? I'm stuck in construction, been watching you for a month. I'm 18. Any advice? My top advice for you, hop on the 101s. I think for most people working in construction, a lot of people work the 6 to 2 in construction. So if you work the 6 to 2, I would say reverse drawing for dollars probably be your best bet. I know what city you're on, so you got to hop on the 101 with me. I'll help you out. All right? It's pinned right there on the pinned comments. That's how you actually talk to me. And that's it. Jose says, I love you, been coming to freelancing.com. So I'm keeping on the DL, a little special project. I'm personally not commenting though that, but we're going to keep on the DL. I'll leave that there for anyone. And don't get any ideas from me. I'm not giving anyone any ideas, but some people are really getting upset at me for it. I don't know why. You know, let me take a little water break while that pops up. I crack myself up. I don't know why. Stupid things make me happy. All right. So what I'm going to do is do some one-on-ones, help the people out, and answer some questions. And if you got any questions, love to help you guys out. So first one, we got Poppy Rapper. Poppy. I'm going to call you a rapper. Yo. All right. Evan.
Hey, what's up, Zach?
What's up, man? How can I help you out, dude?
Huh?
How can I help you out?
Yeah, brother. So I just got a VA, and I'm wanting to, I guess, make sure I'm utilizing my funds correctly and using her time wisely, or using my time with her wisely. And so I got the dialer on a batch dialer, and I got a cold call script set up and everything. But I'm curious, as in, like, what else do I need to really have with a VA, making sure I'm using my money efficiently and her time efficiently.
I mean, what lister is she calling?
Well, so I'm going to have her call I just got her last week. And so I'm starting her on Monday. But I'm going to have her call the tired landlords. And I know I feel like the vacants is used a whole bunch. I know you can use it, but, I feel like that's the most touchless. I was considering pre-foreclosures, but I saw a video that you had, that's saying not to cold call pre-foreclosures.
Nope.
Okay.
Even in Texas, bro, don't do it.
Yeah, no. Okay. That was pretty much it. Vacants and entire landlords.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to ask you a question, but I need you to keep it to yourself.
Okay. Right?
So my personal opinion, you've heard me say, I've said this a million times to you, but fine. I said this when you did your bandit sign thing, but like, yeah. Cause I don't forget a combo. Right. But what I could tell you is figure out the last couple deals you've done, three or four, whatever it was, cause you've done some deals, and figure out what list they were and just keep doing it. Right. Especially where you're at, cause you go in, you go to like Lackawanna College or whatever it's called, to find this story. But whatever's working, man, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, dude. If it's working, go after it. If it worked once, it'll work five more times.
Okay.
And so whatever list is working, go do it. Have you done deals on the tired landlord list?
I did one. I did one on the tired landlord.
I would say it's a good thing to attack.
Okay.
So I see no issue with it, right? Because you're only one guy. And you're not, I hate to say, like, you're not working. You're not cold calling 60 hours a week.
Definitely.
So if you have someone doing a lot of work, you can definitely pull more than one deal out of that. So I think it's a good, I definitely think it's a good option for you to do.
Okay.
If you've gotten a deal doing it, go after it, man. Okay, it's when cool. You start doing lists that you haven't done before and you don't know if it's 100%. It's like, test it out, but I can't guarantee you like good results from it.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Could be great. Cool. Could not be.
Okay. And then do I need to set up a CRM for the cold caller, or is it just kind of us just texting back and forth on Discord or whatever?
I mean, on the dialer, she can put notes on it. Like, this is an interested seller. And then you can just take all the interest. I will tell you, if she is calling 8 hours a day, you are not going to get more than 20 yeses in a day. Most likely. Like, I want to sell my property. I'm ready to go. Yeah. You're not getting more than 20. Right. So you can easily do it yourself.
Yeah.
There's crazy integrations, but I don't think it needs to be that fancy, man.
Okay, cool. I'm glad to hear that. Cause I didn't really want to get a CRM. Like all the good leads that I have, I just write down in my notebook and then anything.
You should get Podio. It's free. And like, at least put it. All right. At minimum, dude, just at least get a Google Excel and put it in there, dude.
Okay.
You never know, right? Pieces of paper can get lost, or do this. Just take a picture of your notes or whatever, at least.
Yeah.
Just do something to back it up.
Okay.
I'm crazy, but
that's okay.
I do believe that you should, just in case.
Now, is that all the leads that like, I guess, properties that I've pulled off a list or whatever, or that turn into leads, or everything that I pull?
Still everything, I guess. Okay. Anything you've skip traced, you should definitely keep. Put it in a Google Drive. Your Google Drive's full. Just make another Gmail, right? They're free.
Yeah.
And you get 15 gigabytes. But anything you've actually paid money into, definitely keep that data.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So I'll tell you this. Like, for example, let's say next year you pull the vacant property list.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that whatever phone number you have, you're not double skip tracing on Batch. I know Batch doesn't like when I say that, but like, why are we going to pay them twice for the same number, right?
Yeah.
Just eliminate the duplicates. You're smart enough to know how to do that. So
yeah. Okay. Cool. I bet that. And then I've gone through most of the course, but I found you like halfway through my whole selling journey. But do you have a module that goes over CRMs and everything, or like Podio?
Yeah, I have a Podio one.
Okay, cool. I'll run through that if it's free. And
search Podio space flip with Rick.
Okay.
And I will tell you this, it's not no one's going to like how I say it, but it is literally like, you know, Google Sheets and Excel, right?
Yeah.
It's literally like a notepad, just having it online. That's it.
Okay.
It's pretty stupid, man. It's like, put the address in here. The Zillow pops up. I put some notes. It's not fancy, man. And that's the point.
Okay.
I literally write it like a notebook, but because we have so many leads coming in, I kind of need to throw it off. The point of the way I love Podio so much for me, because you're getting employees now, you should understand this, that, okay, what's going on with this lead? Has it been called? Has it not been called? Then you get confused to what's going on with the bigger operation. And once you want to get that next level, you're going to need a Podio, and I think you'll definitely be at that level. Just start looking into it.
Okay, sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, I'll check out the free part and then watch your course on that, and we'll kind of go from there. But sweet, awesome. I really appreciate that, Zach.
All right, awesome, man.
All right, man, see you.
Awesome. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up? How can I help you out today?
So, I'm pretty new to this. I've just been watching you for about a month and a half. And I just sent out about 550 pre-probates. So I'm in San Diego. So I am virtually, I sent them out to a couple different cities.
What cities? That,
so I sent it to Louisville, Kentucky and Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And for no particular reason, I just haven't been to either place. So I just,
hey, and they're not bad.
So I had
to me, so
I had terrible. a couple people call me, and I'm negotiating with both of them. This is where I'm a little confused. So tomorrow I'm supposed to. She wants to sign a contract, and I said, "Okay, let's go." But I'm kind of confused on. She hasn't started the actual probate process yet, and it's probably gonna. It says that it's about a year, you know, 9 months to a year. So do I put in like an addendum in the contract saying, you know? I mean, what do I do about the price? That's what I'm, it's not going to be the same in a year. You know what I mean? I don't know.
So
I'm a little,
is it Elise or Elsie?
Is it a what?
Your name?
Elise. Yeah.
Elise. Okay. Elise. So just understand, Elise, you do not have to be the probate expert. You don't actually have to know everything for this to happen. So just don't feel like you have to feel overwhelmed. You have to know everything. What state is this in?
Actually, this one's in Georgia because I did send some to Columbus, Georgia, because I saw a bunch that had huge liens on them. So that's why.
Okay. Came the right person.
Okay. So
do you know that Georgia is an attorney state?
I do know that. Yeah.
Okay. So do you already have an attorney?
Nope.
So we are going to need to find an attorney for probably probably Columbus, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so that's going to be step number one.
Okay.
So here's the thing. You're not a lawyer. Nope. I'm not a lawyer. Okay. And so when the seller is going to ultimately ask us this question, it's going to happen. You know, when do I get my money? When's this probate process? What's going on? Can you tell? Like, they're going to ask you questions. And here's the hey, that's a great question to ask, you know, Sarah. But let me talk to my attorney. They're the law person. They're going to actually do everything because I'm not an attorney. Here's their number. You can call them and we can get it done through them. I'm just the person buying the property, me and my partner.
Okay.
And so you can put the burden on them to ask all those legal questions. But number one, you just got to find an attorney. So Facebook groups, ask around, call around and find a good one for wholesaling.
Okay. And,
they're actually not that complicated to find. It's kind of like a title company because there's lawyers at a title company. So same thing.
Okay. So just find an attorney. Okay. And then I've got another, am I using my time efficiently, like is pre-probate's a good idea or?
It's a great idea.
Okay, because
I think you're spread a little too thin, in my opinion.
Okay.
How many cities are you doing?
Just really two. There was only a few in Columbus, Georgia.
You did three, right?
Okay, it's three. Yeah.
You did three. Okay, let's be honest. All right, you did three. I think three spreading a little too thin.
Okay.
I really like focusing on one, only because I hate to say it, but like if you're gonna skip trace a list. At least you can use that for texting, calling. You do it for a lot of different things, right?
Okay.
San Diego is always a toughie, right? So I feel for you there. But you do live in a nice place. So I don't feel bad for the other end. So honestly, I would pick one city, right? I'm not leaning towards any of those three because I think all three of them you can definitely do well. So just like pick the poison.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if, let's say you do this deal in Georgia, just stick in Georgia, right? I love Georgia, but you got to figure out if the attorney thing is going to be an issue for you or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tad more difficult for virtual. I'm just being honest, but
okay,
it's not the end of the world. Texas, you got that non-disclosure state issue. So there's problems on all of them, right? Okay. But I would say probably stick to Georgia would be my opinion, and then just go hard on those. So get the government lists and figure out what type of marketing you personally want to do. Do you want to text these sellers? Do you want to call them? Do you want to do direct mail to the probates, right? You got to figure out which ones to do. The fact that you've done so little probates of mail and you're getting actually interested parties, I think that's a really good sign.
Okay.
And so I'd probably stick to whatever you're doing. Like, don't stop that. But let's focus on marketing, but let's also get this deal locked up. So I think your number one priority should be finding an attorney by tomorrow midday, hopefully.
Okay, I will.
And you got to understand that time kills all deals. So the more time you have between this seller and you getting that deal locked up, there could be another person coming in sealing that deal. So let's get our butts to work. This could be a great deal.
Okay, thank you.
And I don't get you too stressed out, but I just talked to Jason White. He did a $72,500 probate deal.
I saw that.
And he did $50,000. There's people doing $50,000, $70,000 probate deals. First deal ever. Yeah. So this is why I'm stressing. Please put your butt to work on it. And it'll do well.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Right. Keep it up.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. Guys, there's people doing $50,000 deals, $70,000 probate deals. You can be the next person, right? I'm telling you, you got to go out here and market. That's all it takes. Carlos.
Hey, how's it going, Zach?
I'm blessed, man. What's up? How can I help you out?
Yeah, so me, myself, I'm now starting to hit probates heavy myself. And I just had a couple questions. I just kind of wanted just to confirm a couple of things now. Now this is kind of the same process as any other deal, right? You get under contract with the PR, and do I move forward with a title company just like any other deal? Is that correct?
Oh, what state?
I'm in Indiana.
Where?
Indiana.
Carlos, where?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. What state?
Yeah, Indiana.
Oh, Indiana? So
yeah.
What's specifically the question for Indiana? The closings?
Yeah, so the lead I have now, I reached out to her. Well, she reached out to me, but she's saying I have to submit an offer, and then the judge is going to determine which offer gets accepted. So that kind of threw me off. As if I submit an offer, she's not going to accept it until the judge accepts it. So I'm kind of confused on this particular lead. That's kind of why I'm kind of reaching out.
Call the title company and ask how that works.
Say it again.
Why don't you ask the title company how that process works? Is it true or not true?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. I was waiting for money.
Yeah, I can't be a lawyer for you. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard about that in Indianapolis, but I don't know if you're in Indianapolis, but that's where I do probate deals in.
Yeah, because I was just under the impression that I
don't believe that's the case, but ask the title company, and they have a better grip on that than me.
All right.
I believe California is the only type of state that has something like that,
mm-hmm.
but I could be wrong. I'll tell everyone. So talk to the title company and you actually get the facts.
Okay, but normally I do get the property signed with the PR, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure.
Talk to the title company first.
Uh-huh.
A lawyer at the title company, and you get the facts.
Gotcha. All right. Gotcha. Appreciate it.
All right. Any other questions?
Nope. That's it, man.
All right. Keep it up.
All right. Appreciate it.
Hello. Hello. All right. GZ.
Hey, what's up, Zach?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Awesome, man. What's up? How can I help you out today?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on a few deals. I have one that's kind of stressing me out. You know, it's a seller that they want close to full price for the property, but I managed to get it at a $60,000 discount. So I was thinking, you know, I've just been seeing novations everywhere. So I was wondering, What type of advice would you have to kind of like structure that for a novations deal?
Why do you want to do a novation?
Well, in this particular situation, they have a longer time period. Mm-hmm. I'm figuring if I'm able to get it under, well, I have a novation clause in the contract as well. And, you know, I was transparent with her. She knows that I'm a wholesaler. She knows exactly what's going on as well. And if I'm able to kind of have her say, yeah, you can get 260 for the property, and she kind of agrees to that, and I go turn around and list it for her on MLS and get it sold, she'll be happy with her 260 price. It'll probably go for about 280 quickly, I would say. But I just, you know, I'm just kind of having a bit of cold feet when it comes to that. I don't know if I should just try to pass it off or what.
Can you tell me what a novation is? Tell me.
It's essentially, it's just a transfer of, I guess, the obligations of the of my kind of agreement with the seller. So
what?
Finding an end buyer, which is probably going to end up being a retail buyer with a loan or something, you know, I'll just be passing that on to them so they can pick up a new property.
You don't know what innovation is. And so the one
that's why I want advice too.
So before you do innovation, you have to understand what innovation is, man.
Okay.
When we start doing stuff like this, this is not wholesaling. I want you to understand this is not wholesaling. Novation is the replacement of one contract with another. And this is when we get out of wholesaling territory. All right. And what I need to understand is when we get outside of wholesaling territory and we start doing big boy stuff, we don't know what we're doing, we can really get in trouble, like bad trouble. Okay. Like financial trouble. Right. We get to get sued. We get a lot of bad stuff that happens. A lot of good stuff sometimes, but a lot of bad stuff too. So when we're playing with the big boys, it's like getting behind an airplane, not knowing how to fly. Like, you gotta understand it, man. So first and foremost, if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. And the fact from this conversation, I probably would not do a novation right now because you don't understand it. Second of all, through the whole process of a novation, you gotta be very careful. Most title companies in my market, they don't even do novations at all because novations are very squirrely, especially in Florida, because they have to sign some novation people, they don't like this term, but it is true. You do have a fiduciary responsibility when you have the power of attorney. So you have to sign a power of attorney, do all this stuff. A lot of title companies don't like this anymore. I'd be very careful with novations. I don't do novations personally because I don't feel like it's the right thing to do to sign a power of attorney, be a fiduciary responsibility. Why not being a fiduciary to the person? Because I do feel like that it's a lot of legal trouble, and that's not something I'm willing to do. I've never, ever advocated for innovation. And the fact that you don't know what innovation truly is, I'd be very careful away from it because I don't want you to get hurt.
Yeah, I've been trying to learn it too, but I just won't pay that guru fee, man. They're charging a bunch just to get the information on it. So I've just been kind of like trying to get the information as best as I can. I've been using that Bard AI to kind of
I don't think
I know it's all good. It's all good. Well, man, I just want to say I respect exactly what you're doing. I think that, you know, preaching the truth is something it's very important. So thank you for that. And, you know, thank you for the advice as well. I'll definitely take that.
I've tried looking into it. I've saw if novations were going to be actually a good thing for us. I've tried to, like, all these, and me and Rick have determined it's not the best course of action for anyone. So there are people that do it right, but I'll tell you, you're going to get in a lot. I truly don't believe it's going to be a thing that's going to last. And so that's just the way we do it, man. I would stick to wholesaling for now. I still don't think it's worth paying because I think it's a trash method. All right, man. How's it going? Is Mike cut off? But Yeah, guys, novations, I'd stay very clear from it. Like, so novations in an essence, and I know I'm saying this in a very weird essence type thing, and I know I'm saying it not the right way, but truly what a novation is, it's actually really sexy on paper, right? It's like you get a property under contract. This is from a 4,000 macro view. This is what novation is for everyone truly like trying to understand it. It's when you lock up a deal, you put it on the MLS, you get the best buyer, and you can either wholesale it or you can sell the deal. Some people do novations where they put it on a contract, they fix up the property, they sell it for the best price possible. They only put 30, 40K in and they profit like crazy, right? There's a lot of issues with that though, right? They start signing power of attorneys, which you have the power of attorney over a person, which is a very powerful thing, like a very powerful thing. And with the power of attorney, you have what we call a fiduciary responsibility. And the fiduciary responsibility needs the money needs to be in the profit of the person you're taking care of. Guys, a lot of power of attorneys for older senior citizen people. So people don't take advantage of older people financially. It's called financial elder abuse. It's actually a criminal charge. And so this is why I tell people to avoid this stuff, because when you start doing novations with like older people, and you're actually using their equity as leverage and putting on the market for to make a profit, you get in a weird part where some lawyers are okay, some aren't, but like there's laws with power of attorneys, fiduciary responsibilities. I don't think it's the right thing to do. And truly, you do put yourself in legal trouble for a lot of things. Now there's people that are gonna say no, right? You can do an attorney of fact or attorney in fact. I don't know the specific case of it. You don't need the power of attorney. There's a lot of ways around it. I'm going to say no to this. I've looked at it every which way. I've done my research, and I truly believe it's not going to be the best case for people right now in wholesaling. If it does change, I'll let you know. But it's been done a lot. This ain't the first time I've heard about it. So you just got to be careful with it. And the fact that if you don't know what a novation is, you got to be very careful with it. Brad.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, man?
Oh my gosh. I have two quick questions for you.
Awesome. What's up?
I'm trying to get into this. So basically what I'm doing is I'm not looking to go crazy into it. Because I'm not trying to go crazy into wholesaling real estate. I'm just trying to like use it to create some like startup cash for my other business. So I was wondering, do you need like an LLC to do this? And like, what are like the taxes look like and all that kind of stuff?
It's like any income, dude, like a side hustle. You make 100K, it's not tax-free. You got to pay taxes on it. It's like anything, man.
Okay.
You don't need an LLC for it, right? An LLC is just to protect your assets or to protect yourself if you get sued for wholesaling the wrong way. You don't need an LLC for it now.
Okay, cool. Great. And then one other question, how do you get contacts to sell to in other states? Like, how did you go about that?
What, like cash buyers?
Or no, like not like leads, like people to sell the contract to, like the developers, the fix and
flip. Oh, the cash buyers? Cash buyers, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm new to this. I don't know all the
time. Yeah, okay. Freelancing.com, we'll got you covered. How much money do you need and then you don't have to do this anymore?
I'm looking to get 3 or 4 sales.
Sales styles? Like, what's the number?
I need to get $40,000. That's the goal.
What business?
I'm trying to do rental arbitrage. You ever heard about that?
Yeah. Why do you want to get into rental arbitrage?
Well, because
for Airbnbs?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know people that are doing very well with this right now?
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, of course. I mean, I'm not counting it out completely. I'm just like I'm playing it by ear, you know.
Five people that are doing well with that.
I don't know anyone doing well with that. Like not personally.
You gotta be careful, man. I'm just letting you know. Like the rental arbitrage game is a great game until you actually have to do the work for it, right? As somebody that does a lot of short-term rentals, I will tell you the amount of work it takes to manage those compared to the amount of work you have to do in wholesaling, you'll make a lot more money wholesaling houses.
Okay.
So in my personal opinion, I would probably just wholesale houses instead. But here's the cool part. Why don't you run up a quick 40K in wholesaling, try the rental arbitrage and see which one, and then try to make 40K in both and see what happens. I think that's probably the best experiment for you. I truly believe you're going to find that wholesaling is going to make you way more money with less effort.
Okay.
And guess what? You have the money to actually buy the Airbnbs and not do the arbitrage, because people are getting really smart with arbitrage right now. Airbnbs are crashing in a lot of places. What market are you in?
So my first market would be, I want to start.
Where do you live?
I live in New Jersey. I live in North Jersey. So what I was going to do is I was going to try and get four apartments in Hoboken for a rent price anywhere from 2.2 to 2.7. And to do that, I need about 10 to 12,000 for each of them to furnish, paint, like the initial cost. So I was thinking, all right, instead of taking out business credit and business loans and paying that off with interest, why don't I try my hand at wholesaling? Because, sorry about my voice, by the way, I lost it. why don't I try my hand at wholesaling for a little while, see how this goes, and then just use that cash to get some monthly, not totally passive, but like once I figure out all the numbers and I make sure my apartment's in a good area, it has all the amenities, then I'm making 10K a month, like always, like no matter if nobody takes a deal on the wholesaling. And then I could do wholesaling on like the side, you know, and just like make a little bit of extra cash here and there. But yeah, I wanted to get four in Hoboken and then expand to other areas using the capital.
Brad, do you live in Hoboken?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in like Bergen County, North Jersey.
Okay. I like North Jersey. Does anybody ever say, man, you know, honey, we should go to Hoboken this weekend for a nice relaxing vacation? It's not a vacation hub. It's grandma's in Hoboken, right?
Well, actually, I disagree. With Hoboken, the good thing about Hoboken is if you look at the hotel prices for Hoboken NYC, NYC can range anywhere from 500 to God knows what per night. I don't know the exact price, but I just know it's extremely expensive, most expensive city in the world. And young professionals go there and stay there for a long time. So I was thinking about just getting like a one bedroom, do it up nice, make it simple, but make it like pop with like the photos and everything, paint the walls. And then like get like a desk, a nice setup, and then they'll come and stay for a while. And there's a lot of apartments that the top performing ones, they'll bring in like 2,000 a month and they're booked till October. So it's not like I get what you're saying. Like, it's just like a lot of,
you understand that Airbnb is like 100, 150 a night in Brooklyn.
Yeah. That's Brooklyn though. There's Hoboken. It's got, where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Florida. I would like to move down there eventually. But
the reason why I'm telling you this, man, is when the demand to go to Hoboken drops, the demand to go to New York City is always high. The demand for Brooklyn's still always high. The demand for the Jersey, Bergen's okay, but for Hoboken, it will drop a lot harder because New York City prices will adjust when the demand for it goes down. We need to understand if demand goes down 10, 15, 20%, like a lot of Airbnbs do, and you're stuck with a lease, you get screwed really hard. If you wholesale and the market goes down, you'll be fine. What I'm trying to let you understand is unless you have an Airbnb in a spot that cannot go down, I have a lot of waterfront property in very, very high demand areas. Those are fine, but I own them cash. When you're doing arbitrage, I want you to understand you have to have spots that are really hot and good. And the issue is if real estate goes down, you get stuck, you're going to be out all your money. And I don't want that to happen to you. And so this is the downside of the Airbnb arbitrage. I don't see anyone doing it. You have to do it the right way. And it feels like you're winging it. So I just don't want you to get hurt, man. I think wholesaling would do a lot better still. And that's, I truly believe, I just don't want to see you get hurt. I see a lot of people getting hurt already. Because especially you're putting money into something that you don't actually own. You got to be careful with it.
Mm-hmm. I get it. All right. I appreciate that.
I've seen more people get burned from arbitrage than actually done well with it. So that's why I'm telling you. But let's wholesale, man. Let's make some money wholesaling and see what we can do.
Yeah.
50.
I'm going to do more research, and then I'll be back on another one of these if I have any more questions. But thank you for everything you're doing. Really appreciate it, man. It's great.
Bro, you don't even know what you're going to do. What's your marketing going to be like for wholesaling? We haven't even talked about that.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out, make a list of 500 ugly houses and start with that. And then
what areas?
Just around here. I'm going to get a map. I'm gonna print out a map of like towns around me in Bergen County, and then every road I go down, I'm gonna go with a Sharpie and just mark
Brad,
it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know the top 4 zip codes in Bergen County for wholesaling?
I don't.
Do you think I know? I don't. I'm one call away from figuring it out. All I have to do is call my buyers in that area, and I can do it. I got one guy at JV with North Jersey. I call him up. He'll tell me what areas are the best. So what I need to understand is you actually have to go out here, call the buyers first because you're in Bergen, see where they're looking to buy, then drive in those areas. You can't go willy-nilly, man. You got to be very, very sniper approach with this.
Okay. So what do you think I should do?
So this is easy, man. I want you to call the for rents. I want you to call the flippers. I want you to find all the buyers at forrealestate.com. And I want you to ask these people what areas you're looking to buy. Oh, you know, East Bergen or whatever, you know, Edison, New Jersey, like wherever they say with zips and areas, because I'm telling you, some buyers hate some areas and some areas love, all right? I don't want to do anything near Trenton, right? They're going to say this or that, like, I don't like this area, I don't like this area. Because the problem is you're going to drive for dollars, you're going to find a good area you like or a good property, but all your buyers don't want to buy in that area. And it's like, you just wasted your time. It's called reverse wholesaling. And when you're in a market where it's really easy to find buyers, but very easy to find buyers, but harder to find deals. You got to go to the buyer first. And so this is the reverse wholesaling model where you got to get the buyer first, see what areas they like, and then you drive in those areas.
Got it. Okay.
Guess what? You find an ugly house, you get a deal locked up, you call that buyer, say, hey, remember you wanted me to get you a property in this zip code? Here it is. Go buy it. He has no excuse not to buy it. Boom.
There's a deal. Okay. Is that something with like the Jersey area? Is that like specifically here or is that with everything?
It's for higher price markets. That works the best.
Got it. Okay. All right. That's good information. Do you have any other advice for this area?
Work. Trying for dollars is the best one I found.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's
all. I'm trying to get off the phone without knowing that. Trust me, crazy, man. You got to do it, man. Come on. I'm here to help, dude.
No, yeah, I know.
Dude, as somebody that manages a ton of Airbnbs, I know how much work they are, bro. They're a pain in my butt. And once you figure out the cleaning fees and all that stupid stuff,
yeah,
you got way less work.
Better. I get it. I appreciate it.
I'm doing it from love of my heart, man. I promise you. I'm not doing it to be me. I'm doing it from the love of my heart.
No. I
think you should get rich in wholesaling, buy Airbnbs, and do it like that. That's what I think. But
okay,
let's get some money wholesaling first. All right, man.
All right. Yeah. I'll be on another one of these again if I got any more questions. Thank you, man. Really appreciate it. All right, man.
Appreciate it. Boom. Awesome. Guys, it's as simple as going out here, doing the work, and finding wholesaling deals. Guys, if you want to go out here and get rich in wholesaling, learn how to actually wholesale houses, do me a favor. Make sure you go to forrealestate.com, my free real estate wholesaling course. I'll see you guys soon. Make sure you go hit that like button, subscribe, go to forrealestate.com, and